Mohammed Awad and his fiancée are both Muslims. The two recently found an apartment for rent online in a Lebanese town southeast of Beirut. Awad, a 27-year-old reporter, decided to call about the apartment. He was surprised, however, by what the property's owner told him. The owner apologized, but said that she could not rent to a Muslim. She said she would not mind renting to people of any religion, but the town of Hedat has a rule. Only Christians are permitted to buy and rent property from the town's Christian residents. Awad could not believe what he had heard. He asked his fiancée, Sarah Rod, to call local officials. She, too, was told that such a ban had been in place for many years. Hadat's rule is an example of Lebanon's deep sectarian divisions. Fighting between religious and other groups led to a 15-year civil war that left more than 100,000 people dead. Lebanon's Christian communities often feel under siege by the country's Muslims, who have higher birth and immigration rates. Pierre Abi Saab is a Lebanese reporter and critic. He said there are people who live in fear and feel threatened, and this can be removed through state policies that make citizens equal. 30 years ago, Hadat was almost all Christian. Today, it is majority Muslim, partly because the Muslim population expanded quickly between 1990, when the civil war ended, and 2010, when the ban took effect. The ban is only for property owned or rented by Christians. A Muslim resident or landowner in Hadat may sell or rent to a person of any religion. Hadat is believed to be the only area where such a ban is publicly known. The town of Hadat is next to Dahiya, a Shiite Muslim area near Beirut. It is an area where the militant group Hezbollah has strong support. Lebanon is a country of about 6 million people who belong to 18 different religions and sects. The last census was carried out in 1932. At that time, Christians were a majority. Today, Christians are only one-third of the population, with Sunni Muslims and Shiite Muslims making up one-third each. Christians controlled Lebanon's politics until the Taif Agreement of 1989, named after the Saudi city where it was signed. The agreement ended the civil war, but divided government positions according to religion and sect. The cabinet, parliamentary seats, and top government jobs are divided between Muslim and Christian groups. Under Lebanon's power-sharing system, the president must be a Maronite Christian. The prime minister must be a Sunni, and the parliament speaker must be a Shiite Muslim. Lebanon's interior minister, Raya Al-Hassan, denounced the town's policy as unconstitutional. but the town's mayor, George Aoun, has defended his decision. He said, "We are telling every Christian to be proud of his or her village. Live here, work here, and raise your children here. We are an exemplary village for coexistence." He has been criticized on social media and on local television. When asked if the town ban violates the Constitution, Aoun notes that Hadat is 60% Muslim. Not everyone opposes Hadat's rule. George Asmar is a shop owner. He says he employs at least one Muslim woman. He calls the rule very good. "The decision of the municipality is very good because we want to keep our sons in Hadat," Asmar said. "It is good to keep our sons to live with us rather than travel." I'm Mario Ritter, Jr.